is Ted Kennedy. The Democratic Congress is launching a new attempt to raise the minimum wage. Will President Bush veto it again? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, it's time to end your irresponsible posturing and work out a reasonable compromise on the minimum wage. Because of right-wing opposition, it hasn't gone up one penny in the past 8 years. It's lost 40% of its value to inflation. That isn't fair, Al. Why are you right-wingers grinding your heel in the face of the working poor? If they work for a living, they deserve a living wage. All you're doing is encouraging them to stop working and live on welfare. President Bush rejected our first attempt to raise the minimum wage, and Congress narrowly failed to override his veto. Now we're offering a compromise measure to meet the president halfway. Doesn't that make sense, Al? Does the president really want to put us through another veto battle, especially when this time we're likely to succeed in overriding his veto?
Obsessiveness is not a becoming trait, Ted. Now you're offering a compromise? Remember who offered to meet you halfway as far back as the presidential campaign, George Bush. You're the one who refused to consider his reasonable compromise, one that would assure a meaningful training wage and an increase in the minimum wage that would not jeopardize jobs. The president proposed an increase and a training wage for 6 months. The training wage helps young people and those who have few skills to get that crucial first job. And these are the people most likely to have a tough time getting a job if the minimum wage is increased. Yes, Ted, let's do help the working poor. And while we're at it, the poor who have no jobs but would sure like to. Raising the minimum wage simply does not reduce poverty. It breaks employers who hire the needy. Wake up time, Ted. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on a big surge of people leaving the Soviet Union. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.